Sorry, Art, that's a bad call.
Joe, I've been trying to accept your invitation to come up here for a long time, but I've been going all over the country on a talent hunt, and it's just today that I got back here. And I want to say that it's really a great pleasure to be here, because not only do I want to thank you, Joe, for playing our records like you do occasionally, but I want to thank your audience, because we have the same slogan that you do, music created just for you, and your audience is really what makes our fine company possible, and we do our best to bring your audience the same kind of talent and entertainment that you continually give them.
Well, let's say we reminisce a little while and show them what we mean. Let's go back in your album of yesteryear a few years and dig up one of the old tunes, perhaps one of your first recording sides.
Yes, Joe, that record which you're about to play is a record which made two people, or rather two institutions. The first was Roy Milton, which started right here in Los Angeles, and the second institution is Specialty Records. That was RM Blues.
The music of Roy Milton under Solid Cinders, with one of the first recordings on Specialty label titled RM Blues. Ladies and gentlemen, before we move another step, I'd like to explain to the ladies and gentlemen that in the event, right in the middle of a commercial or while we're talking, if one of us happens to come up with a great big sneeze, we'd like to explain to them that a friend of ours was just in here a very few moments ago, and he had the wonderful ability, he's a very talented young man, to drop a whole can of pepper right here on the floor in the broadcasting station. So if we come up with a little sneeze, please don't hold it against us.
Joe, I'm sure the audience will give us a good gesundheit, won't you, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, we'll love them. And if they give us something, I've got just the thing for them. It's a real big scoop, people. A double headliner at the Downbeat Club. And just wait till you hear who's coming. Starting next Monday night, the Downbeat Club will present, now hold on to your hats, the incomparable, the one and only, the lady who needs no introduction, Little Miss Cornshucks. And sharing the spotlight will be the king of the guitar. Yes, none other than Pee-wee Creighton. Ah, what a headliner, friends. The greatest double attraction of them all, starting Monday night, October 10th, at the Downbeat Club. Don't miss these two great stars. Little Miss Cornshucks back in Los Angeles for the first time in 2 years, and the guitar king, Pee-wee Creighton, and his wonderful, wonderful orchestra. All this at the usual moderate prices, too. So maybe you'd better play smart and make reservations. Through Action Pack, the Downbeats Club is small, but it's the place that you want to go. So if you want to be sure you'll see the show, make reservations now. Call Adams 6492. Go early and get a good seat. And see a great show starring Little Miss Cornshucks and Pee-wee Creighton at the Downbeat Club in Los Angeles. Coast Television Company takes a spotlight now on your Joe Adams program with 15 minutes of the finest recorded music in the world. That's Coast Television Company, headquarters for better brand television sets, 529 West 8th Street in Los Angeles. Stay tuned for good music and good news, courtesy of Coast and Specialty Label. All right, Arthur?
Well, Joe, how about trying a number which went very big for Roy? Big Fat Mama.
Let's listen. Before we go on any further, ladies and gentlemen, I might as well say right now that just as it happened the other day when we had Aladdin Records on our show, and we've had quite a few of the companies on the show, we have specialty with us today. Some of the records that you're hearing are out of the album of yesteryear. They were pressed and manufactured during the war years, and material was sort of hard to get. Right, Arthur?
That's right, Joe.
So if you hear a slight service, don't think that it's the fault of the manufacturer. It's the fault of the material that they were forced to put in records at that time. Now it's Big Fat Mama.
Mama,
yes, yes.
I want a big fat mama,
yes, yes.
I want a big fat mama,
yes, indeed.
I want a big fat mama,
that's all you need.
I want a big fat mama to tell my troubles to.
Big fat mama.
I want a mama big and round,
a big fat mama
who can really go to town.
A big fat mama,
a fine but a bold,
a big fat mama,
any mama to hold. I want a big fat mama who knows just what to do. In summer, warm in the fall, hot in the winter and very at all. Think she's fine, fine as wine. Boy, she's mama, she's all mine. Big fat mama to set my soul on fire.
Yes,
I want a big fat mama.
Yes, indeed.
I want a big fat mama.
That's all you need.
I want a big fat mama to tell my troubles to.
Mm-hmm.
I want a mama big and round.
A big fat mama
who can really go to town.
A big fat mama,
fine but a bold.
A big fat mama,
not a mama to hold. I want a big fat mama who knows just what to do. Cool in summer, warm in the fall, hot in the winter and very at all. She's fine, fine as wine. Boy, she's mama, she's all mine. Big fat mama to set my soul on fire.
Milton and his solid senders doing Big Fat Mama. You know, it seems that every modern home is getting a television set. Now, if you haven't got a television set yet, I'd like to have you call Tucker 2948 and find out about the special offer Coast Television is making to the listeners of this show. Go ahead and call Tucker 2948 now, won't you? There's no obligation, and you can arrange to have a free demonstration in your home today or tonight. Now, you don't have to worry about getting a good bargain if you'll call Coast Television. There's no down payment, and Coast Television is open every day of the week, and Sundays and Mondays until 9 at night. And they're offering you up to $200 trade-in on your present radio set. Remember, too, that Coast Television Company, 529 West 8th Street, has just about any kind of set you want. A Philco, RCA, Zenith, Admiral, Hoffman, and other famous late model 1950 sets. So call Tucker 2948 now and learn about Coast Television's free home demonstration and their special payment terms. Tucker 2948 is the number. Write it down and then call Tucker 2948. When you call, mention my name. I assure you, you'll get a good bargain.
Joe, after Roy made his first tour of the United States as a result of R.M. Blues, the public took to his piano player, Camille Howard, who happens to be a very attractive girl and a very talented pianist. And they asked us if we wouldn't feature her on a record by herself. So, with Roy's permission and sponsorship, we got up a trio consisting of Camille on piano, Roy on the drums, and Dallas Bartley, who used to be Louis Jordan's bass man, on the bass. And we made this record that you're going to play now 3 minutes before the record ban began in 1947, and it became a big hit.
How many minutes before the record ban?
3.5 minutes,
Joe. All right, let's allow a little margin there. 30 seconds, you know. Okay, and the title of the tune, is...
You Don't Love Me.
True. I'm just crazy over you. No one else will do. Darling, you don't love me. Say, I had it all planned out someday that things would come my way. But darling, you don't love me. Everybody knows I'm crazy over. No one else but me knows how much I love you, I love you, I love you, darling. Oh, well, I guess that's all there is to tell. Except this is, you know well, you don't love me.
Camille Howard doing You Don't Love Me. Well, I love you, friends. And that's the reason that I want to tell you there's only one place in town where you can get $200 for your old radio on a new television set. And that place is Coast Television Company, 529 West 8th Street. If you haven't yet got a television set, call Coast Television at Tucker 2948 to see what they will give you on your old radio for a new television set. Now, this may be the last week of this generous trade-in offer by Coast. So call Tucker 2948 now and make an appointment for a Coast representative to come to your home today or this evening. Their representative will give you an offer on your old radio and at the same time bring along any kind of television set you want for a free home demonstration. You can then see, my friends, for yourself the fine reception of one of the Coast nationally advertised set right in your own home. There's no cost or obligation. But the manager at Coast Television told me that he may not be able to offer you $200 trade-in on your old radio much longer. So I really wish that you'd call right now Tucker 2948. Tucker 2948. And see the set that they have in mind for you and have it in your own home. If you decide to keep the set, I hope you'll see my program, Adam's Alley, every Wednesday night on TV. Call Tucker 2948 now. Music from Specialty, more words from Art Roof.
Joe, thanks a lot. Joe, there's been a band around town for a long time called Buddy Banks and his Buddies. Buddy's been on a lot of labels, but he never seems to have made that record which had that magic to it and made him a hit, just like we've made Roy Milton, Jimmy Liggins, and so forth.
Don't tell me what you're going to say now. You're going to say, I think, though, that we've got that one record.
Joe, not only do I think it, but I've got my ears, my eyes, my nose, my fingers, and your toes crossed. Let's listen to Happy Home Blues by Buddy Banks and let the public decide if this will make Buddy Banks.
Is this a new release, Art?
Yes, it is,
Joe. Is it available at the music stores?
It is available now.
All right, fine. The new band of Buddy Banks and crew doing a great number, Happy Home Blues. I like that one, you know. I think that's destined to go big places, Art.
I think so too, Joe, and I hope the public thinks the same.
Well, swell. I'd like to tell the people right about here that it's time to hang up our reserve for Coast Television sign, setting aside this quarter hour of your Joe Adams show for Coast Television Company, 529 West 8th Street in downtown Los Angeles. Sincerely hope that you've enjoyed this portion of the show. Remember, friends, that telephone number is Tucker 2948. Tucker 2948. Call that number now and see how you can have a television set in your home. Through the facilities of Station KOWL in Santa Monica, California, we're serving the greater Los Angeles area from 1580, top of the Los Angeles dial. For those of you that like Dixieland music, there is a great Dixieland concert coming off this very evening at the Shrine Auditorium, proudly presented to you by Gene Norman and Frank Bull. They're presenting the second annual Dixieland Jubilee, featuring such great names as Bud Freeman, Muggsy Spanier, Pete Daly and his Chicagoans, Kid Ory and his New Orleans Jazz Band, Red Nichols and his Pennies, the Castle Jazz Group from Portland, Oregon, and Brad Cowens, plus many, many more. 60 big acts, all swinging like mad for you, the finest people in the world. I sincerely invite you to join Frank Bull and Gene Norman and the other thousands of Dixieland fans that will be at the Shrine Auditorium, Jefferson and Royal, tonight at 8:30. It's time now, ladies and gentlemen, for our fashion parade, a quarter of recorded music with fashion news and fashion bargains, proudly presented by Flashman's Department Store, 4411 South Central, near Vernon in Los Angeles, one of the larger credit department stores in Los Angeles. It's time, too, to get back to more music with Art Roop and Specialty Labels.
Joe, every famous person has had a record dedicated or named after them. Joe Louis, Jackie Robinson, so on and so forth.
You don't have to be famous to do that.
Incidentally, have you had one? You've had Adam's Alley or something.
Adam's Alley by Lenore Jacquette. Adam Blew His Hat by Lionel Hampton. Adam's Apple by, that's on Modern Somebody.
Joe,
who was it? Maxwell Davis, that's
right.
Oh,
there's been, Joe, well, you are famous. You don't know it, but I've been around the country, and I've heard a lot of disc jockeys. You have one of the largest listening audiences of any disc jockeys that I've come across.
You don't have to say that, Art. You're here on the program anyway.
I don't have to say it, Joe, but stop twisting my arm, won't you, boy?
Okay, I'll take the gun out of your back.
Anyhow, Satchel Paige, as everyone knows, is one of the grand old men of baseball, and so we thought we'd dedicate a record to Satchel Paige. And this is called Satchel Bounce, Joe, and it's by a four-piece outfit in Philadelphia. I'm sure your audience will really enjoy it. Let's give a listen,
Fine. Satchel Bounce, ladies and gentlemen, a tune dedicated to the great Satchel Paige, featuring Jack Williams and his quartet on Specialty Label. Say, I'm real happy to hear that I do have a few listeners after all. Yes, sir, the good people at the Flashman's Department Store tell me that several of you have been into the great store for those great Joe Adams specials. What's more, I've also received many letters from people thanking me for tipping them off on those sensational bargains. And believe me, bargains they are. Yes, friends, to every one of my listeners, Flashman's Department Store is offering three outstanding Joe Adams specials. Three of the best buys you've ever heard. Ladies, these two terrific values for you are timed perfectly for chilly autumn and winter days. Listen, lovely all-silk house coats, regular price $15. And just for mentioning the name Joe Adams, you can get them for $9.95. Yes, $9.95, nothing down, and $1 a week. But remember, you have to say Joe Adams to get one of these $15 all-silk house coats for $9.95. And here's the other great bargain, ladies. Smart new all-wool tweed coats. And the latest styles with a long Barrymore collar and flared skirt. Each one bearing a $39 price tag. Yours for just $29.95. If you tell them Joe Adams sent you. And ladies, you won't have to pay a penny down for these all-wool tweed coats. That's right, nothing down, small weekly payments. And only $29.95 for a $39 coat. And men, if you stop in at Flashman's and say Joe Adams sent me, you'll get a beautiful $45 suede jacket with pleated back wraparound model for only $29.95. That's Flashman's department store, 4411 South Central Avenue near Vernon in Los Angeles. Say, Aunt Rube, I have some friends here in the studio with me that I invited up. I wonder, do you mind too much if I would interrupt the program for just a minute and transfer controls to the other studio, do you?
No, I think it'd be a lot of fun, Joe.
All right, well, let's see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, about this time, I should like to introduce a young lady that I've known for quite some time. Believe me, you call Milton Berle Mr. TV. When you say Miss Alice Keys, you speak of theatrical life. For she is Mrs. Show Business herself. It's with a great deal of pleasure that I present her in her new capacity as the publicity lady, or shall we call it exploitation, for the great show that's currently appearing in Los Angeles, Finian's Rainbow, Miss Alice Key.
Thank you, Joe. And Joe, I'd like to introduce to your radio audience two of the stars of our show. Joe Yule, who plays the leading role of Finian.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and Alice, you look swell today.
And Charles Coleman.
Good afternoon, Joe. And Alice.
Say, by the way, Coleman, pardon me.
Yeah.
How's your hair? Aren't you playing with the Yankees? Oh, that's another call. Oh, pardon me. I'm all nervous, pardon me.
I think most of your radio audience, Joe, is fairly well acquainted with Joe Yule and his background in show business. He just told me a few minutes ago he's 57 years old and has been in show business for 50 years. Would you like to tell us something about it, Joe?
Well, we're only on for a few minutes, and 50 years takes a long, long time to explain things. There's been so many things happen in my life. Heartaches and happiness, thrills. But if I had to do it again, I'd do the same thing. In fact, I was born in the business. I'm the third generation. And my son, I think a few people know him, Mickey Rooney, he's the fourth generation in show business. So, you see, it's just born in me, and I love it.
I think Charlie is just the opposite. He hasn't been in show business too long, only since 43, isn't it,
Charlie?
That's
right, just 6 years. I started out with Porgy and Bess, so you see that that was a revival, so I haven't been around too long, but I hope that I'll be able to stay in as long as Joe has.
Well, let me interrupt right now. I notice your performances, and you have a lot on the ball. And as far as I'm concerned, you've got a big future ahead of you.
Well, thanks, Joe.
May I interrupt all of you for just a moment? I noticed that entire performance of Finian's Rainbow opening night at the Philharmonic Auditorium in downtown Los Angeles. I believe that's Fifth and Olive. And as far as I'm concerned, everybody in that show has a lot on a ball.
Well, I agree with you there. You know, to me, I've been with a lot of shows. And it seems, even to the little individual dancer or singer, they work as though they had a financial interest in the show. That's not just an opening in a town, but every show they work with the enthusiasm. If, well, we own the show, I'm getting a percentage on this, and they still get a salary, but they work, and they're the greatest bunch that I've ever been with, and I've been with quite a few companies.
Well, Joe, I think it's that type of show. It has enough significance about it to make everybody interested, and particularly... It has a wonderful score, first of all, I think.
That's
and once
right.
It gets going, it just bounces right along, and you can't keep them staying with it. And the book is great, and it's an exciting sort of thing from the participating point of view and also from the audience. So I think we get as much from them as we give to them.
That's right. And another thing, of all the shows I've been with, I meet people in hotel lobbies and on the street and interrupt me and say, pardon me, but I saw your show again tonight. This is the fifth time I saw it. And it's really the only show that I know people come back 3 and 4 times to see.
That's true.
I'd like to have someone at this table to tell us just a little bit about the background of Finian's Rainbow. I noticed that it has a mixed cast, which, of course, I'm very happy to see. Backstage the other night with Mrs. Keys, I noticed that everybody seemingly gets along just as well off the stage as they do on the stage. I think that it's something that everybody would enjoy seeing. Now, there are a lot of people that will say, oh, I don't like that kind of music, or I don't like that kind of show. Give me bebop, or give me swing, or give me spirituals, or give me opera. I think that if a person likes music, regardless of what kind of music they like, they will like this show.
Is there anyone at the table that disagrees with me?
No, I agree with you fully. It has everything that you just stated. We have a Begat number. It's marvelous that Mr. Coleman here sells with the three other boys. And we have marvelous dancing. And we have comedy, beautiful singing, pretty girls, a nice score. And what more could you ask in a show?
And a very significant book. I'd like to keep on impressing
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. It's marvelous. I wasn't the original Finian, but I was booked to play in the original show, opening in New York. But I had other commitments and couldn't just make it. So they got Mr. Alfred Sharp from Ireland to do it. And but I knew if they wanted another Finian, I felt that is in my way. If it was my rightful place, I'll be there. So it was my rightful place, and I'm here, and I'm very happy. I've been with the show about a year and 7 months, and I love it. I think it's the greatest show that I ever, ever did.